Hallelujah. All things are possible.
Yes.
You may be seated, brethren. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to bring healing to his people.
Amen.
People who are hurting.
We need it.
See, people who are encompassed with pain, sorrow.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God wants to lift his people out of the depths.
Amen.
And crown them with loving kindness, with joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that when people see you, they will know that they are seeing the plantings of the Lord.
Amen.
God's own elect. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They see you. You don't need to preach. You don't need to talk. They will be drawn to you by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
All things are possible. When you hear that kind of song, that kind of words, what is on your mind? When you hear all things are possible with God, what do you then do? What do you ask God for, brethren? See, what do we ask God for in our prayers? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. What do we ask God when we kneel down to pray every morning? Now you see what our brother said today. What do we ask God? What is foremost in our heart as brethren? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We're entering into a new half. We're going to the second part of the year. Praise God. And I tell you, God wants to cause you to experience blessing.
Amen.
To truly experience blessing in his fullness. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to hear some things about prayers today, about our desires. When you ask, what do you pray for?
Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody say, well, Pastor, I need a man. I need a husband. Now let's be sincere. We're not yapping each other. Nobody's looking down on anybody. I'm not talking to anybody. Amen. I have my own problems too.
Yes.
We don't come here to look down on anybody. We're speaking reality here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody might come. I need a job. Somebody might come. I need to build a house at home. Somebody will come. I'm not feeling well. Lay your hands on me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we seem to be always, you know, drawn towards personal immediate needs while neglecting the thing that matters most. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know Paul, in his tribulation, if you were to ask Paul, what do you desire? Do you know what Paul would say? That I may know him.
Amen.
That I may know him. Praise God.
Amen.
Because Paul had the revelation that if he knows the Father God, if he knows the mystery of the Christ that we preach, the Son of God, all things fall into place.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, I stopped asking for jobs and money and all those kind of things. And the thing follows me. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Those things, you have to come to a place where these things follow you.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen.
Praise God. You have to arise to a realm where these things follow you. Not you pursuing them.
Mm.
Praise God. Because you are the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
Praise God. When you say, he made you in his image and in his likeness. He's speaking here about a personality that is the Lord himself. Lord, the Lord himself, image himself in you.
Mm.
So what the Lord sees is actually a reflex of himself.
Oh, yes.
Walking upon the face of the earth.
Oh, yes.
But how have we become so poor, so poverty conscious, so much in bondage to the elements of this world? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you the truth, the things of this world will not please you. They will not satisfy you. If money could satisfy, Abiola would have probably been alive today. Praise God. Hallelujah. If money could satisfy people, you will see that some people would have attained to a place of security, but money can never give you that desired satisfaction. A companion cannot give you that desired satisfaction.
Yes.
Praise God. You think you want money? I have earned 8,000 euros, 9,000 euros a month. I've seen those kind of salaries many times. When you get there, you will discover that it's not
sufficient.
It cannot, it's not. Hallelujah. Your sufficiency comes in arising and knowing this mystery that we are preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The psalmist says that I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness. When I awake in your likeness, that is when my satisfaction comes. That is when I enter into my rest, knowing that all things are mine.
Blessing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, everything that the Father has is mine. And the natural man will do like this to him. Amen.
Amen.
You that are going around collecting offerings.
Amen.
All things you get them, okay.
Don't worry.
You know, and they will do this to him. You see, but the natural mind cannot understand the things of God. So there is a consciousness that you attain to, that you know that all things are yours and all things are under your subjection.
Glory.
The Bible says that the glories and the riches of the Gentiles shall flow unto you.
Amen.
It's in your consciousness.
Hallelujah.
It's not about acquiring building after building. God owns everything, but do you hear God coming now to put his name
on the building?
On the building? Whether you like it or not, amen? Buy all the land, buy all the property, gain all the things you want to gain in this world, the earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord's. You see it? You see what they're doing in Israel and the Arabs? They are fighting over oil for many years, fighting war over oil. See, when they ascend, when they awake, they'll be ashamed. Because that oil that they are fighting for is the Lord's.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Amen.
You come to a consciousness when you are rested. And in that consciousness, good will come unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
At times we pray as if God does not know what we want. You know that? At times we do things as if God, your Father, does not know what you need. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ says, when you pray, don't pray like the Gentiles. All ye of little faith, your Father knows that you need these things. He knows. But he wants you first to awaken into certain realities that have been lost from you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Awake, brethren. Understand the mystery of Christ. Fellowship with this mystery of Christ. And things will change in your life.
Hallelujah.
You will feel a miraculous transformation in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's all about listening. It's all about simply listening. It's not about coming to church. How many people here, after these sermons, go back to revise these things? Of course, there is pressure. Isn't it? Pressure of life. Isn't it? But you have to fight these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to what? Fight these things. Amen?
Amen.
And take out time to be with the Lord. Alone, in silence.
Yes.
Only you and the Lord.
Yes.
How many of us can just take out some time to be with the Lord? To learn. You know that brother that preached here last week? Pastor Jonas?
Yes.
2 years ago, about 2-3 years, you know, he used to come here, he used to interpret.
Yes.
But he speaks, he's very good in the Italian language.
Yes.
He speaks better than the Italians. He used to come and interpret for me. That brother, I used to know him for over 20, 25 years ago. Because he worked with my dad. He assisted my dad. And he was always very good man. Always with the Bible. Anywhere he went, always good. Do you know this man, when we came in contact some few years ago, this man had this message. So praise God.
Hallelujah.
They invited me to their church and I preached in their church. Out of the hundreds of people, they were clapping and saying praise God and hallelujah. He was the only one that said he wants to learn. He wants that this thing you said. He wants to learn it. For 2 years we were fellowshipping, calling phones, exchanging emails, and hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you today, when the guy speaks in the church, they don't believe. They're asking what has happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because he took the time out to what?
Listen.
To listen. Praise God. When you listen, you will do what?
Yes.
That's the only way God can give you, impart you with his anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, at times we go on about thinking that there's somebody chasing you. Somebody from your village.
Yes.
A witch doctor. Isn't it?
Yes.
Somebody is doing something to you. I'm sick. I'm look. If you can sit down and listen, all those things will disappear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What does the psalmist says? He says, God, what is Psalms 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see that he says that the enemies are around him. See, but he is there dying, seated with the Lord. As far as you are seated with the Lord, in fellowship with the Lord, those enemies that are around, they will just turn to nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's all about listening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Listening to the right word, not the thing that will deceive you. Not the thing that will come and take away your power from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Years ago, before Elijah was transported up into heaven, his servant Elisha, what do you want? You know the story of Elijah, Elisha?
Yes.
Apparently, the two brethren was going their way today to the book of Kings. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Elijah asked Elisha, the servant, what do you want? What do you want? It shall be done for you before I go away. Now, if somebody comes here today, a genie in the bottle and asks you, what do you want? I say some people here will see millionaires overnight. Amen. Some people, they will live here with a flight. An aeroplane will land at this airport today, at this hotel, and take them to America or wherever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Elijah was not a rich man, materially speaking. You know that? Elijah didn't have material goods. This was somebody that moved on legs and all that. If Elisha was a carnally minded man, he would have probably asked for chariots. Hallelujah. He would have asked for the glories of this world. But his eyes were focused. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And Elisha asked Elijah, I want the double portion of your anointing. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. When you hear the double portion of the anointing, it means anointing without measure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Anointing without measure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, if you ask a man that kind of thing, the man will be angry with you.
Of course.
That you want to be greater than me.
Yeah.
This man wants to overthrow me. You want to make more name than me. You want to be more famous than me. But in the words of the Spirit, not so. In the words of the Spirit, we impart each other.
Yes.
As we are freely given from, received from the Father, so do we impart with each other. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, the day has come. I've always said it. That we just, everybody has to come here.
Yes.
And speak with the trumpet of God.
Hallelujah.
Every child out here has to come here. It's not my turn. Now my turn now. You go wait small. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But every man has to come here,
yes,
and speak with the trumpet of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not my turn. First of all, you must receive.
Yes.
Then you go forth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is when you know a ministry is moving. Not the ministry that you put people under you.
Yes.
And you become father, papa,
amen,
papa,
amen,
pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's all falsehood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody has to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the will of God for our life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even Jesus, when he had resurrected, he came to the disciples. I go to my Father and your
Father.
My God
and your God.
That is the way it is. We are all brethren.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had delivered to them what the Father gave it to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
and then you are supposed to pass that same anointing to other people. Hallelujah. That is how the body of Christ functions. Hallelujah. So Elijah was not angry. Elijah would tell him, you have asked for a very hard thing. Praise God. You have asked for what? A hard thing. And what is this hard thing? He said that if you see me being taken away, then it shall be yours. Somebody will ask, but is that hard? Just to see? Hallelujah. You know, it was late at night. And they have traveled for so long. Praise God. And the eyes were sleepy. Praise God. The eyes were what? Sleepy. Oh, hallelujah. And you know, from the way the Bible describes it, the way Elijah was taken up was very fast. In a twinkle of an eye. If you just do like this, you could open your eyes and it's gone. So Elisha had to be watchful. Now you know that's what Jesus Christ says. Say, watch and
pray.
Watch and
pray.
What is watchfulness? Watchfulness is all about being awake spiritually.
Amen.
Being alert spiritually. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you are alert spiritually, you begin to see that same vision that Elisha saw.
Amen.
Do you know what Elisha saw? Do you know? You want to hear?
Yes.
He was seeing the body of Christ.
Amen.
Appearing as a chariot and fiery horsemen. Hallelujah. A chariot. That chariot represents what? The throne of God. And God seated on that chariot and his horsemen. And look at them here. You see the horsemen?
God bless you.
These are the horsemen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're talking of a spiritual body in the heavens.
Amen.
If your eyes are open, you will see that body right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is ever there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And that is the gospel that we preach. Paul said that he was ordained from God to preach for this mystery, to reveal and to teach the Gentiles the mystery of this fellowship that is hid in God. There's a fellowship in heavenly places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we all came out of that fellowship.
Amen.
And God wants to restore his people back into that fellowship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what Elijah was taking up into? Elijah was taken up into that body.
Amen. Thank you.
That is the glorification of the saints, brethren. The other day, a sister came here and the prophetess saw a vision of a whirlwind.
Yes.
That whirlwind of God is the Spirit of God that is working in you to lift you up into that glorious body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because the Bible says that flesh and blood cannot what? Inherit God's kingdom. Only that which is spirit.
Amen.
And it's lifting us from the dust.
Amen.
Consciously. Amen. Hallelujah. In our minds.
Yes.
Because before now, we have always walked as carnal men.
Yes.
Terrestrial beings.
Yes.
We are crawling on the dust like serpents. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've lost all awareness of our true spiritual form. Like the butterfly. We thought at a stage that we are like the caterpillar.
Yes.
Crawl, you know the caterpillar?
Yes.
We are calling, not knowing that we are celestial beings. And that is your destiny, whether you like it or not.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not know true beauty and joy until you discover yourself like flying like a butterfly in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So God is saying one thing to the brethren, that the Spirit of God is here to lift you up.
Amen.
You notice when the Spirit of God came down on the day of what? Pentecost?
Yes.
He came down and said,
We will.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From that moment, the disciples will never be the same again. When they came out, their character changed.
Hallelujah.
They started to speak with new tongues. They decided to see things in a diverse way.
Yes.
They started to manifest the glory of God. Why? Because the lifting up had already occurred. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what God is doing in our lives today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But we must be able to see
the
mystery of this fellowship.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To see it, to partake in it, the eyes must be what?
Open.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if your eyes are open, brethren, you will not leave here and go and talk against somebody that you see here today.
Well,
you know why some of us are having problems?
Exactly.
We are not discerning
the
Lord's body. If your eyes are open, you can only see the Lord everywhere, as the water covers the sea.
God bless you.
Are you hearing me? You have to mind how
you hear.
You hear and mind how you talk. You have to mind how you relate to people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. God wants us to see. You see, when you are seeing this mystery, there is a transformation. Amen. Because as Elijah was taken up, Elijah was what? Transformed. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you some of these things now that will. All these things are written in the Bible for our edification, brethren.
Amen.
Time is fast spent. See, some of us here, we've known some people here for over how many years? 15 years?
Even 20.
Almost 20 years, some of us here. Praise God. And how do you see how the days are moving? Another 20 years, where will you be? Some of us will be getting up to late 60s, 50s, and 70s. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Time is fast spent and the days are here when you want to take the things of the Lord seriously.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Seriously. Amen.
Amen.
We all have our, you know, there's the pressure out there, isn't it?
Yes.
Praise God. You see, to see the glory of God, we must be able to go into the quiet.
Yes.
You know, being quiet, silent, separated from the world. When Elisha saw the glory of God, did you see people around? Where were the people? On the other side. The Bible refers to the prophets of 50s. Do you know the sons of the prophet? You know them? Your religious brethren. The church people. Pentecostal people. That's the ones, those are the ones at the other side of the river. Amen?
Amen.
They never go on to know the Lord. Always thinking of something that will come tomorrow, but they will never ever listen to receive the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And when you move higher in the things of God, they don't understand you. Amen. You see, for Elisha to get there, the Bible says Elisha had to shut their mouth up. When they were trying to talk to him along the way, he told them to shut up. Praise God. When you are going higher in the things of God, don't expect a religious man to understand what the Lord is taking you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't expect it. Amen. You get to a place where there is a separation. And at times it's painful.
Very much.
Very, very what?
Painful.
You see, but when you go higher in the things of God, the numbers begin to drop.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to do church, we clap, clap, and play, play, and ten ten. You know Tenten?
Yes.
Tenten kind of church, eh? The whole place will be full. Amen? When you tell people lies and all that kind of thing, that place will be full. But when you have the spiritual word, they won't name it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ bought the bread. He told them, I am the bread of life. Eat of this. You know what? They all left him. Why? Because they are not spiritually what?
Minded.
You see, but God will draw his people.
Amen.
You know, this past week alone, I've sent over 20 books to Italians. Dispersed all over Italy. Because they write me for copies of the books I wrote. God is doing his work in secret.
Amen.
Nobody can stop the work of God. Hallelujah. If anybody refuses to receive, others will receive.
Amen. Amen.
The rest are short. And others what? Will receive. Don't joke with God. Don't limit God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you can see God is not about numbers. God is not about show business. When Elisha was there with Elijah, he was alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have to learn to walk solidly with God.
Amen.
A relationship with God in our wardrobes. Amen. When we meet each other, brethren, we all fall into that mistake. Do we meet each other to talk about other brethren?
No.
Oh, praise God. Do we meet each other to discuss other brethren's problems?
No.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I know of a sister, I know this. When she had a problem, she would tell the people in the church, please don't go and pray over my matter. Because she knows that when before they pray, they will talk about the team. Then they will pray. It has become a house of what? Gossip.
Yes.
Looking at for the faults and weaknesses of other people. Mm. And when you see the weakness of your brother, you are happy. Yeah. You will jump on it. So you'll be able to bring him down. Mm. It should not be so, brethren. If a brother, you see a brother having a weakness, a problem, go to him privately and talk to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Don't need to go and discuss with people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember my brother had that problem. He's a senior pastor in America. This brother used to be a deliverance minister. So a sister that he ministered deliverance to once called and confided in me that he was fiddling with her breast and all that in the room, in the deliverance room. And a very revered pastor. I called him quietly. Only me, nobody knew. I talked to him. Look at what this sister said. I said, just need to just change, just repent. That's all. Do you know this guy, he even passed that mess when I talked to him. He told me that I've released him. That he didn't know how to just, he was delivered.
Amen.
There and then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If I wanted his post, would I go behind and tell people, see, now the person that they call Pastor Billy, you see, hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us mind how what the things we do, brethren.
Amen.
Very, very important. Amen.
Amen.
Learn to discern the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Learn to walk in solitariness in relation to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's not about show. It's not show business. It's more about hearing and knowing the Lord. The more we behold Him, the more we are transformed
Amen.
Into that image.
Amen.
It is written there, isn't it? That as we behold Him, with unveiled faces, what happened?
We become like him.
We are transformed. We are turned quickly to the book of. Where is it? Can you turn there, please? 1 Corinthians. As you. I don't know. Are you found it? Okay. Can you read it, please? Second Corinthians 3:18. Now start from verse 17.
Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, as by the Spirit of the Lord.
Praise God! Hallelujah!
Amen.
So you can see why Elisha had to behold the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because as we behold the glory of God, brethren, there's what? A transformation. There is a
transformation.
And what are we being transformed into?
Glory.
The glory of the Lord Himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a very wonderful thing because the Bible is very interesting. If you read in the book of Psalms, Psalms 104, verse 4, they say, He maketh His angels what?
Spirit.
And His ministers what?
The flame of fire.
Now, when you hear ministers or angels in the Bible, they mean the same thing. Amen. An angel is a what? A minister.
Hallelujah.
An angel is a what? A messenger of God. Are you listening? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. When you read the Bible, angel, the word translated angel means a messenger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If any man exercising himself to walk with the Lord, you can appear as a messenger, an angel of the Lord. But God, it's not about wings. Angels are what? Are brethren.
Amen.
Angels are what?
Brethren.
In the book of Revelations, the last chapter, when John tried to worship the angel said, don't do that. I'm one of your brethren.
Yeah.
Mm. An angel is one that lives solely on account of the Lord. When an angel appears, he speaks on account of
the Lord.
He doesn't tell you his name. He doesn't come there to do his thing. He only does
what the Lord
tells him to do. What he hears the Father say, that what he translates to you. Amen. So an angel is a minister. The Bible says that he makes his angels spirits and what his ministers
flame of fire.
You see what happened to Elijah?
Yes.
That is the glorification of the saints. Amen.
Amen.
God is making a spiritual body. We're not speaking about things that you can see with your natural eyes.
Amen.
Amen. We're not speaking about things that you can see or perceive with your natural senses. Hallelujah. Because the things of God are what? Invisible. You don't look out for signs. Physical what? Signs. That body is an invisible body that is ever present. Can you hold fire?
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can you hold the wind?
No.
Can you hold spirit?
No.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are those who are born again of the incorruptible world. They are like one spirit. They are not bound to the elements of this age. Hallelujah. Because flesh and blood have no part in God's realm. So and the transformation is here. A renewal in our minds. Amen. I begin to look as I'm here. Amen. And you see, we have to exercise ourselves to look beyond the human.
Yes.
The outer. I begin to recognize the Lord's body. Amen. You know, when the fire of God comes, you know, you heard of the lake of fire. When the fire of God comes, what it does is to burn away that which is flesh, which is the shaft. Amen. It burns away every carnality, every rubbish that has deceived us to walk as humans on the earth. Those things are dissolved as we come in contact with the fire of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fire of God dissolves the lie of the devil. If you look properly in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that those that receive the mark of the beast are those who born in the fire. Those who receive, now it's a present continuous tense, those who receive the mark of the beast, which means the nature of the serpent, which is the carnal terrestrial, that one has to pass through the fire. It has to be dissolved. And the fire is simply truth. When you say God is a consuming fire, when God appears in your life, it destroys everything that is contrary to the truth that is in you.
Amen.
See, the good seed is the Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
See, the good seed cannot be harmed by fire.
Amen.
Amen. You know the mystery of Shadrach, Meshach? When they saw an angel, the third angel, and the fire did not burn them. See, those are messengers of God.
Amen.
It could be you. It could be me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the fire cannot hurt you.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you yourself are fire.
Yes.
You yourself are flames of fire.
Amen.
He makes what his ministers
fire.
Hallelujah. Have you seen the stars in the sky?
Yes.
Amen. Go down and touch them if you won't burn you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He makes what his ministers flames of fire. So you see, this is the glorification of the saints.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You see, when we begin to put on a spiritual nature, we begin to realize that we are actually one with God.
Amen.
When I say I am, you can be so aligned with God. And when you say I, is the Lord.
Amen.
That's why Jesus Christ says, in my name.
Yes.
In my name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. What's saying there? What's it, peace squared? $20 in my name, or not? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. You know that song?
Yeah.
Amen. We're talking of higher anointing here, not those things. In my name. Hallelujah. Amen. In my name. In my Father's name.
Amen.
Those who believe in my name, they shall do this, they shall do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we are now united in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But then this is true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah says that I am the Lord, and beside me there is not else. Hallelujah. When we think that we have a life of our own, separate from God, we are walking in the lie.
It's true.
Are you listening? Mm-hmm. We are walking what?
In the lie.
Praise God. And you will suffer many things for that. Hallelujah. Because we are fused. We are one spirit with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One body, many
members.
For praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And those of us who have problems with a bad attitude. Amen. With lust. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With anger, with bitterness.
Yes.
This is the only way we can escape this nature, this corruptible nature, is by first of all staying still and contemplating this mystery that we are speaking today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your eyes and exercise yourself to beholding the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
Continuously, day and what? Night. It will purify you.
God bless you.
See, the old man is shed off.
Amen.
And the butterfly begins to come out of his cocoon.
Yes.
And he begins to see a new creature.
Amen.
Notice that before the butterfly emerges from the womb, there's a period of stillness.
God bless you.
There's a period where the worm stays hands on a leaf and it makes that still.
Yes.
It's a period of meditation. It's a period of what? Fellowship. And let me tell you, if the Father fellowship with you, he will only do one thing, which is what?
Transform
your mind, remind you. He awakens you.
Hallelujah.
The bread of life will awakens you that to the fact that you are that man from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ said that you have been with me from the beginning.
Yes.
You have been with me from eternity. Hallelujah. You are without beginning, without end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just like as I live, so do you live. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the dimension you are being lifted up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you begin to behold the glory, you begin to discover that you are not sick. Your body can do as it wants, but you know yourself. You have located your inner body.
Hallelujah.
You have located the resurrection body.
Hallelujah.
And nothing can make you afraid anymore.
Amen.
The doctors cannot make you afraid anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you begin to arise and live a better life.
Amen.
A joy that people cannot understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's all possible now. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when Elisha saw this spectacle, he did what? He shouted, Father!
Alleluia.
Father!
Alleluia.
The child of Israel and the husband thereof. And what did he do? He tore his garments. Hallelujah. He tore the old garment and took up the garment of Elijah. God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He put on the new man.
Hallelujah.
He put on a new covering of righteousness. Hallelujah. Paul said that we should put on the old man.
Yes.
The old man who is corrupt.
Yes.
The old terrestrial man. And to put on what?
New
the new man. Which is what? The Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put on Christ.
Amen.
Put on Christ consciousness.
Amen.
Because that is what you are.
Amen.
That's what that the Bible charges us. Hallelujah. When you begin to see that spectacle, you know that you are among them. You begin to know that your origin is in the heavens. You begin to know that you are in that company. For he says that his intention is to gather all people, all those who are in heaven, on the earth, everywhere, underneath, everywhere, into that one body. So that we are fellowshipping. As I'm walking today, they are around me.
Amen.
As I'm walking today, there are chariots around me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As I'm walking today, there are husbands around
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
There are messengers and angels Amen. Around me. And we are fellowshipping.
Amen.
Our fellowship is what is in heavenly places.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. This is the mystery of the translation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That same Elisha will now become what? The bread of life. Hallelujah. Speaking in other Greece.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You notice how he multiplied bread?
Yes.
You notice the miracles he did?
Yes.
When he came out on the other side? And when he comes back on the other side, you see the prophets are what? Bowing for him. Hallelujah. They begin to say, this one is not one of them. religious people. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a new kind of person. Hallelujah. They saw a different word and mountain in him. Hallelujah. Can we take some time out, brethren, to comprehend this mystery? Amen.
Amen.
Let us not pursue vain things of this world. Hallelujah. There is no satisfaction in the things of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Are you talking of money? Are you talking of material things? They will follow you.
Yes.
Amen. I was talking to my wife yesterday. I was in my office just like that. I mean, last some days I was in my office. I received a phone call. And yes, one boss of one big company called me. I want to have lunch for me. He has a project for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I didn't want to look for him.
Hallelujah.
You see, I'm trying to tell you how these things will follow you when you begin to walk in the light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. When God is blessing one brother, he's blessing everybody.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Of course.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So you don't need to be angry. When you know the mystery, don't get my belly here.
God bless you.
Somebody say, not only you. Hallelujah. When God is blessing one brother, look, this is a read, not a book. We're not talking of book knowledge. Amen. We go beyond book.
Amen.
We go beyond letters. When God is blessing one member in the church,
amen,
he's blessing what?
Everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
So, I've said it before, it's always supposed to be like that somebody can walk into my account and just take money.
Amen.
We have to come to that high level,
amen,
of unity and trust and dignity when we walk in the name of the Lord, not as men. Amen.
Amen.
When somebody can come in and say, look, brother, I have a need. And before the person says, I will not, and quickly serve him. And it's the joy. We have to arise to that level.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, we have cases where at times we get discouraged because of many, many trials what we have had in life.
Yes.
Amen. But still, we should not be discouraged. We should learn, you know, to aid one another. I tell you, I know what I mean. If we really want to walk in love, in truth, nobody here will suffer a financial problem.
Yeah,
I know what I mean. I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Nobody here will suffer of any financial lack
at all
if we want to walk in love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a higher realm. We are one, members of one another.
Amen.
I think you see the body.
Yes.
It's knitted together in one with the Lord, with the throne of God. See, we all form the body of God. Hallelujah. And God is seated in the midst of what? His people. Hallelujah. The Lord is where? In the midst of what? His people. Let us recognize this mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us, don't look at the faults of people. Let us continue on and on to exercise ourselves in this mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In prayers. Hallelujah. In worship. Developing more this unity, this bond of unity of the faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to round up with something in the book of Revelations. Revelation chapter 19. Something a bit similar to that vision we saw. Something similar, but not exactly. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called what? Faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and his head were many, on his head were what? Many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of
God.
Do you know he was seeing us? Do you know he was seeing us here? Look at the people with it. These are the crowns. I told this one body.
Amen.
A composite body of kings.
Amen.
Look at the kings here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are the ones that appear with the Lord. When the Lord appear,
we are
the ones what? Appearing what? With him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be grateful to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can see that name. We have a name.
Amen.
You know the name that we have?
Yes.
You know the name that we have is the name of what? The Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We walk in a new name, which is the name of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Reigning and ruling with God, revealing the glory of God to the nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. These are the word of God. The incorruptible word of God. The Bible says that in the beginning was the word. And the word was what?
God.
And the word was?
God.
And the word became?
Flesh.
And was seen. Dwelt among us. Fellowship with us. And we saw his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says that to those that believe, he has given them the power
to become sons.
What does he say? He has given you the power to return to that first state. Born of the incorruptible word. We are the word of God.
Amen.
Walking upon the earth.
Amen.
What they taught us is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, what do you mean?
Amen.
The word is that which reveals God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The incorruptible word. Because we have been in the inward thing. I want us to awaken to a new consciousness, brethren. No! What the Lord is saying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not just ordinary, earthly, weak, sickly people. You are the glory
Hallelujah.
Of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's stand up and pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this word, Lord.
Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God, Father. Hallelujah. The eyes, hallelujah.
Amen.
Open our eyes to see you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the eyes be opened.
Yes, Lord.
To see something similar to that burning bush.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And as we see that fiery presence, let us be intermingled with that I am.
Yes, Lord.
Let us be mingled. Let us be united to that one that sits on the throne. He says to those that overcome,
yes,
will I grant to sit with me on my throne. For praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, what love.
Oh, yes, Lord.
See what love would do the Father has loved us.
Yes, Lord.
That we should be called sons of God.
Father,
oh, Father, thank you.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O God. Hallelujah.
Blessed.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, what love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you because you have lifted us. You have glorified us. You have called us. You have justified us. And you have glorified us in yourself. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Let nobody live here with a problem to the Father. Let the anointing flow. The anointing of breath and the yoke. Let it flow in the name of Jesus.